Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you doing?
Well, I'm getting a little giddy because I think we're going to be discussing maybe something to do with holidays.
You're exactly right. We have a special guest here in the studio, and we're going to have a great topic today that you will enjoy very much.
Griswold
could be coming if you're willing to open up the checkbook a little bit. We also have with us in the studio today our lending expert, Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua. Tom, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Glad to be here and ready for another great show.
Absolutely. It's been a heck of a week. A lot of stuff happening. A lot of stuff happened nationally and locally. Big week. So pretty excited about a bunch of stuff going on. We always do like to start, though, with our crazy celebrity real estate story. And I got to tell you, this one is absolutely fantastic. This property is killer. So we've got Tom Cruise. I mean, let's just go back to Top Gun if we need to, all the way. Tom Cruise has listed his off-the-grid mansion estate in Telluride, Colorado. And I tell you what is awesome about this article is that it has the words in it that says, rumors were started to circulate in 2007 that the Scientology follower was planning to build an underground bunker on this 289-acre estate to protect his family from intergalactic alien attacks.
Okay,
have we ever had a reason to say intergalactic alien attack on the real estate show?
I've usually, walking in the political circle, sometimes you hear about bunkers and survivalists, and one of my favorite shows is Doomsday Preppers on Discovery.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is that we never hear them tied in with space aliens.
No, this was absolutely fantastic. But I tell you what, all kidding aside, this property...
Well, that's the time he was doing War of the Worlds.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Maybe he got a little too into the act. I mean,
that was a scary movie.
Talk about immersing yourself in the role. I mean, that is fantastic. But this place, 10,000 square foot residence, 10 minutes from Telluride, on 298 acres that backs up to national forest land. I mean, we'd have a heyday out there, Tom.
It would be incredible. I could see us buzzing around on the four-wheeler.
Oh, my gosh. The paths and the gates and the private walking trails. I mean, just to see this property would absolutely be a treat. So that's our crazy celebrity real estate story, and that's one of my favorites from the last couple months.
You don't see off-the-grid estate, $59 million. All together very often.
No. We do not see, like I said, this story was one for the record books. I mean, that was really, really cool place. Now on to our let's bring it back to Earth here. Story. And back to Tri-Cities for some local real estate news. And I tell you what, our October numbers are in and tabulated, and just what we thought. I mean, the last couple shows, Tom and I, we've been saying how busy we are in the market. How there was lower inventory. But to look at the official numbers, it just backs up everything we've been saying. 331 homes sold in October, okay, and that is up from only 323 in September. And to see more sales in October than September, like last year, it was exactly the opposite. So that great weather that we talked about that we had, the continued lower interest rates, have pushed the sales up really high. And then we talked about inventory. Okay, when we look last October, there was only 279 sales and 1,296 homes on the market. This October, the 331 sales and only 1,145 homes on the market. More sales, lower inventory. When we really dig into those numbers, that number, when you take the total amount of homes sold by the amount available, that gives you what's called an absorption rate. Absorption rate means if no other new homes came on the market, how long of an inventory do we have? Well, we talk about in real estate a six-month inventory being a balanced market between buyers and sellers. Right now, we take those 331 sales, 1,145 on the market. That's a 3.5-month supply of homes.
So it really kind of tells you it's maybe a seller's market.
It's dipping a little bit. If you look at those pure numbers and you go by that, it's dipping a little bit towards our market. So one of the things we have, we talked about the show last week, do homes sell in the winter? Well, less homes sell in the winter normally. But with lower inventory this year, when we look at absorption rates and the supply of homes on the market, it very well could be now could be the time that you should be listing or staying on the market because you have less competition. Just for reference, the absorption rate last October was 4.6 months, and then in 2012, it was a 5-month supply of homes. On top of that, average sold price last month, second highest month in 2014, $224,000. All numbers, statistically, looking at the market last month, were exactly what we thought. Great month, good market still, and a lot of factors leading towards what we think could probably be one of the biggest years we've seen in a little while. This time last year, we had 2,790 homes sold. We're already knocking on the door at 2,900 right now, so that's just about a 3.7% to 4% increase in the total number of units sold. So things are good. Market's looking good and moving right along. So that's kind of our big local real estate news. I love this time of year because we get excited about having some guests on the show. We get to talk about some things with your home and with real estate that are a little bit different than some of our normal shows, but you start to see happening out there. And we are very, very fortunate to have in the studio a great service provider. He's been on the show before. I've personally used him for years. Jason Klavansky with Sparkling Clean Windows. Jason, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Lance, for having me back again.
You betcha. This is one of our favorite shows of the year because you're the owner of Sparkling Clean Windows, but the gist of our show today has nothing to do with windows. We'd like to have you on the show early enough to talk about Christmas light decorations and Christmas decor. So welcome to talk about that.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been a year since we talked about this. A year just flies by, doesn't it?
It really does. So before we jump into all about Christmas, tell me a little bit about your background and your company.
Well, originally from Canada. I know you know that, and some of the listeners that listen regularly know I'm Canadian. We always joke about that.
Yeah, we do. Because my kids are hockey players, yeah. It gives you a bonus to get on the show.
Yeah, there you go. So we started Sparkling Clean Windows in 2001. So it's been about 14 years ago that my wife and I moved here from the Great White North and started this business. And we've been so blessed to be part of this community. And as our business has grown, we've added a few services like Christmas lights. We added about 5 or 6 years ago, and it was just kind of a natural fit for what we were doing, and it's been a lot of fun. It's a whole little month of craziness because most people don't want their lights up, you know, before Halloween, you know, kind of one holiday at a time, but they also want them up by Thanksgiving. So we have about a 3 or 4 week window of getting, you know, 50 to 100 different installs done on residential and commercial jobs. So it's kind of a month of craziness, and then, you know, January we take them down, and next year we start all over again. So
okay, so you got to talk to me about this a little bit. It seems like to me, I want to say 5 to 10 years ago, I couldn't even name a business that did Christmas light installs. I mean, am I wrong about that, or did it seem like there was anybody that really professionally did that?
No, I'm with you, Lance.
I mean,
sure.
You had your neighbor, like John McKay over here, who would, you know, be out there doing it.
John McKay Griswold.
Yeah. Yes. And, I mean, you had people doing it themselves, but is this something new, or is this a newer trend? I mean, or maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
You know, it has been around for a while, but it's definitely caught. I think people are busier, I guess you could say, maybe more lazy. I don't know if they're more lazy, but they may be more safety conscious. They realize that their time is valuable, and to get up onto a roof in the middle of winter and install lights and have frustration and stuff, it's like you've done it once. You know, unless you love doing that, like Mr. McKay over here, most people, you know, don't really enjoy it. They dread it. The wives got to bug the husband to death to get out there and, honey, it's time to hang up the lights. We've got company coming, or the kids want it done.
She bought me a new inflatable this year.
Ah, there you go.
But, you know, you bring up an important point. A lot of people, and I've even found this out myself, whether it's safety, logistical equipment, or supplies, a lot of people don't have the wherewithal or the experience to put up. They have a vision. This is what I want to do. but they can't do it because they don't know how, they don't have the ladders, they don't have the tools.
Yeah, like we did an estimate yesterday where the customer is just totally afraid of heights. They got a huge home.
Right.
And, you know, afraid of, you know, they're like, I did it last year and I was, you know, white knuckling it the whole time and I'm not going to do that again. So that's an obviously thing. Homes are getting bigger, as you probably know. The architecture,
yeah.
A lot of times they don't think about how our Christmas lights going to be installed on these steep roof lines. So not having the proper equipment and ladder training can be a big issue. But it's definitely, you know, it's definitely a more of a luxury service, but more and more people, I think, are finding the value in it. And so it's been a good add-on and definitely caught wind more the last few years. More and more people are doing it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So give us a little bit of background. So, like, what does your typical install look like? Or what kind of services with the Christmas lights? I guess just give us the whole enchilada there.
Sure.
With what you can do for a residential customer, say.
Well, it all starts out with we come out in person and do some measuring and do a consultation with our customers, find out what areas they want decorated, if they have certain colors they like, certain themes. Some people already know what they want. It's just a matter of basically installing it. Other people want creative ideas. We have a design software that we can actually take a digital picture of your home and show you what different lights look like on different roof lines, whether you want just the roof peaks done or you want the ridge lines, you want trees wrapped, you want wreaths, snowflakes, whatever. We can actually show you through a digital photo, a landscaping type software that will actually show our customers what their home will look like before it's even decorated. So that's kind of where it starts with. Then we go through and just consult with the customer. We provide all the lights. We store them. We take them down. We maintain them throughout the year. We warranty everything. So literally, everything's on a timer. You really don't have to do anything other than write us a check and give us the approval. So it's nice to come home from work and you don't even really have to flip a switch. They just automatically come on at dark and go off, you know, middle of the night or whenever you want them to go off, and you get to enjoy them without the hassle and fear and everything else that's involved with it.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. And I know, like, one of the things is having the right tools for the job. So, you know, my trees, I've noticed, have gotten bigger over the years. And so I ran out of steps on the ladder I had. So, I had you and your crew come out and do the lights on my trees. And I tell you what, it was after about 5 minutes, I see this guy out there, and he has this special little pole with a hook on it, and he's not even on a ladder, and he's done my 22-foot tree in about 8 minutes.
So you're trying to compete with Rockefeller Square, aren't you?
And I was just like, oh, man, having the right tool is priceless.
Absolutely,
in those instances, and I don't know what that little hook thing is that you use on that extended bar, but it was incredible, and your guy was amazing with it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a combination of having the right tools and also skill level, just, you know, the proper training and stuff. But it's like with our window cleaning thing, we can give anybody a squeegee. It doesn't necessarily mean they're a professional window cleaner. Same with Christmas lights. Having the right ladders, having the right poles, having the right clips all make a huge difference. We did a job the other day for a winery that had an all metal roof, nowhere to attach any clips. Well, we have magnetic lights that we can use that, you know, so right to the metal, no clips,
wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, so,
my gosh. Magnetic clips. Love that.
Yeah, so just nothing intrusive and just, yeah.
John is great at ear to ear.
Doc never sees
it. Hey, this type of thing, we started it. We have friendly competition with the neighbors, and each year more and more people are putting up lights.
I don't know if John's happier talking about this or after Green Bay wins a game.
It's a toss-up.
Well, fantastic. We're here talking with Jason Klavansky of Sparkling Clean Windows about Christmas lighting and decor, saving your that broken leg as you slide off of your roof might be worth giving him a call. Before we go to break, we're going to talk to you a little bit more when we come back. How do people get a hold of you to get a quote on this type of service?
Well, you can definitely call our office. Our number is 509-586-5550, or you can contact us through our website, which is sparklingcleanwindows.net. We even have a Christmas light section on there that tells more about our program and how to get an estimate.
All right. Well, we'll be right back after the break to talk about some more Christmas lights and decor. We'll also check in with Tom Coyne of Umpqua about some lending updates, and we will be right back
right here on News Talk 87.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been having a fun show today talking about Christmas lighting and decorations and using some professionals Jason Klavansky is with us from Sparkling Clean Windows. Jason, thanks for being on the show today. You got us all revved up on the brain for all talking about all these ideas about what we can do. We always like to check in every show with Mr. Tom Coyne at Umpqua. Tom, how's things going over there?
You know, things are great, and I wanted to talk about a loan I've been seeing quite a bit lately, and that's the VA loan.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, I talked to, it was great. So earlier this week, we were kind of spreading the word about the Homes for Heroes program, and a gal came up to me, and she's like, well, do you do VA loans? Will you even mess with that? And I'm like, mess with it? We'd love it.
Absolutely.
And she's like, I've never heard that before. People, you know, either didn't want to deal with it or do it. And I just said, absolutely not. Call us. I'll get you hooked up with Tom. So, yeah, I'm glad you're going to talk about it today. Timely subject.
Well, you know, VA is a great program. It's really, in my opinion, the absolute best zero-down loan out there that there is. So you can be an active or retired military and, like I said, get into home with literally nothing at closing. Lance might require you get an earnest money deposit when you write your offer, but we can structure it if the sellers pay closing costs where you actually get that back when you're closing. And where we almost the middle of November here, we can definitely still get you into home by the end of the year, and you could be having Christmas there. But with VA, it's some of the lowest programs of any of our options that we have. And one of the best things about it is there's no monthly mortgage insurance. So on traditional loans, if you don't put 20% down, you have to pay mortgage insurance or PMI. It really doesn't benefit you at all. This is a fee that the lender is required to collect in case you're not going to make your payments on time and we have to foreclose on the house. So it protects the lender against that. With VA, you do not have to pay monthly mortgage insurance, and the result is a much lower payment for homebuyers. Now, some people think they can only have one VA loan in their lifetime, and that is certainly not the case. We just have to go and get your eligibility restored, and we take care of that for our clients automatically when we're doing their loan. So if you've had a VA loan before, you can still get another one. Also, some people think you can only have one VA loan at a time. That's not the case either. Let's say you were in Portland, you're working over there, you bought a house with a VA loan, and they transfer you over here, you turn that home into a rental. Because of the move or the relocation, that is one of the eligible scenarios where you can get a second VA loan, still with zero down. So we run into that quite often, and that is an option for clients. Now, for VA, there is a funding fee that's rolled into the loan. And the amount that's rolled into the loan is dependent on if you put zero down, or if you, say, put 5% down, it gets reduced. Or if it's your first time using VA, second time using VA, or if you're considered disabled. Because if you're considered disabled through the VA, at least 10%, they waive that fee altogether. So I don't want to quote you a percentage because there's several different scenarios that affects that. But that is the one downside to VA is that a conventional loan won't have it. But the benefit of having no monthly mortgage insurance greatly outweighs the downside of having that funding fee up front. So it's a great, great, great program, and I'm loving this show, so I want to cut it short and get back to talking about these Christmas lights. I like seeing John. He's like a kid in a candy shop right now.
Absolutely, oh, yeah. Absolutely. But before we talk about those Christmas lights, we had a VA loan closed last week, and the rate was sick. I mean, low. I could not believe what the rate was on it.
It's really one of the lowest rates of any program.
Yeah, so fantastic program. I know I've had people ask me about it just in the last week, so I know we're going to be doing some more of those coming up. We would love to help as many people possible with that. Also, to help out with that funding fee and what goes on there is if we use that in conjunction with the Homes for Heroes program, you're going to get a huge rebate back for doing that, and so that's going to help get us either a lower purchase price or a lower amount that we have to pay towards that loan amount. So exciting stuff when you put that in conjunction with the Homes for Heroes program. So we are talking about Christmas lights and Christmas decorations, but I know what's going to happen. We're going to get so excited about that we'll run out of time.
Pick three.
So I want to get some property in there really quick because we took a bunch of new listings and we have some great, great property that's new on the market. Pick number one I have, this is out 5642 Everett Street. So this is out in West Richland off of Bombing Range and Collins Ridge. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler, but the difference is it's on 1.2 acres out there. 2,000-square-foot Rambler on an acre lot. Okay, it's got a great room, tiled entry, vaulted ceilings, gorgeous hardwood floors. They've gone in and they've completely redone the master bathroom, so it's totally updated master bathroom. And I tell you what's really cool, too, in this master bathroom, just a side note, They had an 1819 cloth foot soaking tub that has been in their family since 1819. And he's agreed to leave it with the house because he just thinks it fits in the position that it's been at. So there's this incredible clawfoot soaking tub, and then they've redone the master bathroom, so it's all been updated and modernized. So you kind of get the best of both worlds there. Fully fenced backyard and a 12 by 10 storage shed, priced at $315,000. So to get that Rambler on an acre, There's hardly any other inventory that can even compete with this. So give me a call about that property. We'd love to show it to you. Pick number two, just an amazingly upgraded home. This is 1100 Stallion Place in Richland. This is up in Country Heights, right above Country Ridge. We've got a four-bedroom, four-bath home on a huge lot, over three-quarters of an acre lot, 5,000-square-foot house, hand-carved stone fireplaces, custom kitchen with professional grade stove, granite countertops, tile, bonus room with the built-in bar and media center. I mean, this truly is just one of those iconic homes, and it is priced at $699,000. So that is really just a stunning home. Parade of Homes winner. Beautiful, beautiful home. And then pick number three, 505 North Fisher Street in Kennewick. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, brick Rambler. 1,835 square feet. It's got an in-ground pool. We've had the pool inspection and everything done when it was closed, so it was a great report. Good to go. Big bedrooms, large main bathroom, fully fenced backyard with that pool in it. And this home is priced at $172,900. So you're getting pool, brick Rambler, centrally located in Kennewick for $172,000. So great, great inventory coming on. We talked about the low inventory that we had, so I'm super excited about putting these new listings on the market, and we're getting a lot of action on those right now. So back to Jason with Christmas lights and Christmas decorations. It might have been, I think at one point it was 65 degrees this week. So if you haven't realized or looked at the calendar, it's November.
Our Bermuda shirts are our new decor.
Which has got to make you happy installing these lights when it's 65 versus the alternative.
Last year around this time, I remember installing lights on a home when we had that little sub-freeze weather.
Yeah.
It was like 9 degrees. We were trying to install stake lights into the ground that was frozen. We literally were taking nail ties, trying to hammer them into the ground to preset some holes.
Wow.
We were breaking plastic, everything. So I think we ended up getting a drill and actually drilling holes into the ground. But it was like bone-chilling cold. So this is definitely
this is much better. So I got to ask you, we know you're the professional, and we know that what you guys do is incredible. But for our homeowners out there that do lights themselves, and like to do that stuff, what are some tips that you have for them? What are some of the things that they should look out for?
Well, other than call John McKay here, that probably would be a good first step. Sounds like he's a pro. John, I am hiring, just so you know, if you really enjoy it that much.
I have a ladder.
Excellent.
So, no, the first thing is, sounds simple, but just locating your electricity on your home. A lot of older homes, believe it or not, don't have many electrical outlets on the exterior of their home, if any.
Mm-hmm.
And so locating that, also taking a measurement, looking at your home from, you know, what feasibly can you decorate with the equipment that you have safely. Some roof pitches are just way too steep to be on. And so if you don't have, you know, if it's too steep or you're afraid of heights, look at other ways that you can decorate. Maybe on the lawn, you can do stake lights, you can do inflatables, you can do wreaths and garlands. You know, whenever you're on a roof, you know, I say pretty much leave it to the professionals unless you have a lot of experience. I was reading a study. There was over almost 200,000 ladder accidents over year in the United States alone.
Wow.
And 97% of those are in homes or farms or non-occupational sites. So, you know, whenever you're up dealing with heights, you know, I train my guys. They go through extensive training to be on ladders. We have good little giant type ladders. You've probably seen
yes.
those. They're good professional. They're not wobbly. The old wooden ladder that sits in your attic for 4 years and, you know, and then you, or once a year you pull it out to do Christmas lights. So having the right equipment, having the right tools, that's probably one of the biggest tips. Another maybe warning is to not overload your circuits, especially if you're using the old C9 incandescents.
Yeah.
You know, those things are, you can burn your hand on them. They put off so much heat. They look great, but Nowadays, you know, you want to run no more than about 200 of those on a regular 15 to 20 amp circuit.
Okay, gotcha. That is really good advice, and we talk about electrical issues all of the time on the show. And if it really is an issue, I could always upgrade you to a house that has Christmas tree outlets already in the east.
Oh, nice segue.
We can just move on up to a brand new house and fix some of those problems. What are, I know you've hit on some of them, but what are some of the biggest mistakes that you see homeowners make with their Christmas lights?
You know, around here, one of the things, a lot of people like the icicle lights, and they do look great, but around here, we are in a windy area, and you will constantly, I guarantee you, you will be up on your roof knocking those icicle lights that dangle down, you know, off your roof line, because it just, we get those windstorms every winter, and so it blows light. So that's why most professionals won't even install the icicle lights. That's a common mistake. Obviously, we talked about overloading the circuits. Make sure that you know your amps and watts, and you're not overloading things. One way to get around that is to use LED lights. Use much less energy. We can talk more about that if we have time. Another thing is just buying cheap, you know, pretty much most of the box store lights that, you know, you see on clearance. You know, you think you might be saving a little bit of money, but ultimately, you know, you're probably going to be replacing those every year or two. So, you know, if this is something you plan on doing for a long time, invest the money in the good quality professional lights. They're really not that much more, and you're gonna save the money and energy and hassle and everything else.
Absolutely. And that kind of takes me right to one of the other questions I have for you, and that was, we always kind of ask people in their industry and stuff, how have the Christmas lights really changed, say, in the last 5 years? Like, what's different about them now?
It's those three letters, LED. That is
LED.
Really what has transformed. You know, LED has actually been around, I think, since the 60s, but it really has just become very popular and cost-effective, and it's constantly changing. LED lights now are actually a more true color than the incandescent bulbs. The incandescents are the old ones with filaments.
Right.
That, you know, put off the heat, the old standard light bulb.
Benjamin Franklin type.
Exactly. A lot of people didn't used to like LED lights because of the color.
Right.
They used to give off a bluish hue or some other thing. They liked that gold and white hue that an incandescent gives off. Well, now they have duplicated it almost. You can't tell the difference on a home. Mm. And so now you can get, you know, I think it's 16 million colors now available on LED lights, which makes it, you know, because they can transfer the colors through controllers and computers and everything else. So the technology with LED lights and the cost effectiveness, every year they become cheaper and cheaper. And, you know, they pay for themselves. So it's really kind of a no-brainer with all the benefits. I don't think last year we did any jobs that weren't LED. So about 95 to 100% of the jobs we are now doing are LED lights, just because it makes so much more sense. You can run way more strands. You don't have to worry about the power consumption.
Okay, that is great. So I got to ask you, too, because you probably noticed, you know, I noticed job hazards. You know, tend to notice what you do. What is probably your personal favorite display of lights in Tri-Cities?
You know, I probably can't say the one because he's a competitor. he does it. But, you know, one of my favorite things we've done, it's not really local, but we went to Leavenworth last year
and got
to the lighting display there. And if you've never done that, I highly recommend
everybody that comes back from that has a great time.
It's a great time, a great place to take your family and spend the week. It was a little cold the week we went, but it just totally got us in the Christmas spirit with all the shopping and the light displays. And the kids had a great time, got to do some sledding and stuff. So that's a great thing.
It's
fairly close to our area. Mm-hmm. A couple hours away to go away for the weekend. That's definitely fun. One of our biggest projects we've done is Trios Health. We do the old hospital in downtown Kennewick.
Okay.
That's probably our biggest commercial display. We do lots of lights and roof line, and we're going to be doing the new Southridge Trios as well. Look for the green glow in Southridge area.
And we do have a lot of business owners that listen to the show, so that's nice to notate. I know you had mentioned the winery, but a lot of offices and businesses like to have that up for the holidays. So your commercial accounts, you do that just as well.
Absolutely. Wineries, dental offices, professional buildings. It's a great way to just bring in the holiday spirit. Makes your, you know, just that curb appeal.
Okay.
So great thing for the holidays.
Wow, this is good information. I'm very excited about this. Before we wrap up here, we're coming up at the end of our time here. Just real quick, because everything you've ever done for us is just really top quality. What other services do you provide? Today we talked about Christmas lights, but if people needed something, what else can Sparkling Clean Windows do? Obviously, clean windows.
Yeah, obviously the window cleaning. This time of year, another popular service, you notice the leaves are falling. Gutter cleaning is a big service for us in the fall. There's not many companies out there that know. A lot of times people don't even know that you can hire somebody. Again, we have the ladders. We have the ability to get up there. If we're out there doing another service for you, we'll gladly for free inspect your gutters, make sure that the downspouts are unclogged. You don't want to have ice dams. Although it is warm right now, the cold weather is coming.
It is coming.
Ice dams can create a huge liability. You can get flooding through your roof, and so definitely having those inspected and making sure that they're functioning properly is a big service we do. When it gets colder, we definitely like to do some of the interior services such as shower doors, blind cleaning, that type of thing. So,
we'll
be happy to help you out.
Very, very good. Well, Jason, I've seen a lot of your displays. You've done your residential. You've done work for us personally. I can really say it's just fantastic job that you guys do. I love the Christmas spirit and seeing those lights and everything come out. Thanks again for taking the time to be on the show. If you missed his contact information, Jason, what's the best number for people to get you at?
They can reach us at 509-586-5550. Thanks again, Lance.
You betcha. And if you missed that, as always, you can send us an email at kenmoreteam.com. Let us know what you need, and we'll gladly pass on that information of our service providers to you. We're very excited about the Christmas season coming up. I can't believe we're talking about it at this point.
Yeah, it's here.
But it's time to think about it and get it put up. And as always, we will be right back here next week talking about more real estate issues
on News Talk 870.